Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalitani. New Delhi has said that it is closely following the developments in West Asia following renewed escalations of tensions between US and Iran and attacks on commercial vessels. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday evening, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, reiterated India's call for safe and unimpeded navigation and the flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz.
We are closely following the developments that are happening in West Asia. We continue to call for safe and unimpeded navigation and flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. This is key for ensuring economic and energy security of people across the world.
India also expressed deep concern at the attacks on two vessels, MT Al-Bahia and MT Mombasa, during their transit through the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. Both vessels were carrying 30 Indian seafarers among their combined crew of 46. The Naga People's Front, NPF, has strongly condemned the suspected IED blast that occurred at Shokovi in Chumukedima district on Monday afternoon, describing the incident as a cowardly act of violence targeting security forces. The party said such acts are unacceptable and expressed deep condolences to the family of the security personnel who lost his life in the blast. It also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured in the incident. The NPF urged the concerned authorities to carry out an immediate and thorough investigation to identify and apprehend those responsible and ensure that justice is delivered without delay. Reiterating its commitment to peace, the NPF affirmed that it stands firmly for the safety and security of the people and remains committed to upholding peace, law and order in Nagaland. The State Taxes Department, Dimapur unit, carried out a field inspection from 13 to 14 July across various business establishments in Dimapur district as part of its ongoing efforts to strengthen goods and services tax GST compliance, promote awareness among traders and vendors, and verify business activities at the ground level as part of its drive to strengthen GST compliance and promote tax awareness. The inspection conducted under the Nagaland GST Act included verification of GST invoices, stock checks, and review of business activities. Officials also interacted with traders to clarify GST-related queries and encouraged voluntary tax compliance. While most registered taxpayers were found to be complying with GST provisions, certain discrepancies were detected and will be examined further. The department has urged businesses to issue GST invoices for every taxable supply and appealed to consumers to insist on GST bills for every purchase. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer DEO Kohima B. Hanakbucham has called upon supervisors undergoing training for the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the Electoral Roll to thoroughly understand the Election Commission of India's ECI guidelines and procedures to ensure a smooth and credible revision process. Addressing a training program at the DC's office yesterday, he said the objective of the exercise is to include all eligible voters while removing ineligible entries. Mr. Bucham emphasized that EROs, AEROs and supervisors as future master trainers for booth-level officers must be well-versed with the revision process to effectively guide stakeholders and the public. In football, Spain stormed into the final of FIFA World Cup 2026 after producing a commanding 2-0 victory over France in the first semi-final clash at Dallas Stadium in Texas, US. Mikel Oyarzabal opened the scoring in the 22nd minute before Pedro Porro made sure of the win with a brilliant second goal. 16 years since winning its first World Cup trophy, La Roja will face Argentina or England in the final at New Jersey's MetLife Stadium on Sunday night. In another semi-final clash, defending champions Argentina will face England tonight at Atlanta Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time on Thursday. And back to the state's sports, the second edition of the Zinheboto District Taekwondo Championship Selection 2026 was held yesterday at the Town Hall in Zinheboto. Organized by the Zinheboto District Taekwondo Association, the championship witnessed the participation of more than 70 young athletes from four institutions. Speaking to media, General Secretary of the Association, Pika H. Yepto, said that 45 athletes have been selected to represent Zinheboto District at the upcoming Nagaland State Taekwondo Championship in Kohima. He expressed happiness over the increased participation this year, saying it reflects the growing interest in Taekwondo across the district. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.